Exclusive: Make America Fentanyl Free launches ad showing Trump working to save American lives. By Hannah Knudsen on September 30, 2025. President Donald Trump is working to save American lives. The latest ad from the Make America Fentanyl Free ad campaign showcases. The ad, titled Rewind, first obtained by Breitbart News, lays out a nightmare scenario for so many, with a son dying after taking a drug laced with fentanyl. Before Paul's parents identified his body. Before he died in the ambulance. Before he suddenly collapsed on the ground. Before Paul took the drug laced with fentanyl that killed him. It was trafficked here by a drug cartel who knew their poison would kill Paul like it has almost 1 million other Americans, the narrator states. President Trump is taking bold actions to save American lives. And he won't let the radical left stop him, the narrator adds. Watch. According to a press release accompanying the ad, it will air nationally as well as on digital platforms. Every parent's worst nightmare is losing a child to fentanyl. And tragically, that's the reality for too many Americans. Make America Fentanyl Free board member Jacqueline Stapp said in a statement, explaining that the story told in the ad underscores the bold, decisive action President Trump has taken to stop these needless deaths. By directing the U.S. military to target the foreign drug cartels flooding our communities with fentanyl, the president is proving his unmatched leadership and unwavering commitment to the safety of our nation and saving American lives, Stapp continued. Make America Fentanyl Free will continue working tirelessly alongside the president to bring national attention to this issue, with the ultimate goal of preventing fentanyl-related deaths, she added. The fentanyl crisis must stop now. Organizers initially said upon the launch of the organization that the Make America Fentanyl Free ad campaign was launched to support President Trump's efforts to save American lives from deadly fentanyl, which continues to be a leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. Indeed, President Donald Trump took quick action to address the fentanyl crisis upon taking office. On January 20, Trump signed an executive action declaring a national emergency at the U.S. southern border. America's sovereignty is under attack. Our southern border is overrun by cartels, criminal gangs, known terrorists, human traffickers, smugglers, unvetted military-age males from foreign adversaries, and illicit narcotics that harm Americans, including America, the action reads in part, noting that hundreds of thousands of Americans have tragically died from drug overdoses because of the illicit narcotics that have flowed across the southern border. That same day, Trump designated cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. It reads in part, the cartels have engaged in a campaign of violence and terror throughout the Western Hemisphere that has not only destabilized countries with significant importance for our national interests but also flooded the United States with deadly drugs, violent criminals, and vicious gangs. In another order, he held China responsible for the flow of drugs as well, specifically fentanyl. During my first term, I took steps to end the direct flow of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids from the People's Republic of China, PRC, to the United States. Since then, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which exerts ultimate control over the government and enterprises of the PRC, has subsidized and otherwise incentivized PRC chemical companies to export fentanyl and related precursor chemicals that are used to produce synthetic opioids sold illicitly in the United States. While more than 500,000 pounds of drugs have been seized at the southern border each of the last three fiscal years, in addition, more than 42,000 pounds of drugs have been seized at the northern border each year on average over the last 3 years. Illicit drugs kill tens of thousands of Americans each year, including 75,000 deaths per year attributed to fentanyl alone. The flow of contraband drugs like fentanyl to the United States through illicit distribution networks has created a national emergency, including a public health crisis in the United States, as outlined in the presidential memorandum of January 20, 2025. America First Trade Policy, Proclamation 10886 of January 20, 2025, declaring a national emergency at the southern border of the United States, and Executive Order 14157 of January 20, 2025, designating cartels and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations and specially designated global terrorists. In March, Mexican authorities seized $6.5 million worth of fentanyl stashed inside boxes of sliced cactus, which was reportedly on its way to Arizona. Related, watch Scott Bessent's emotional story on fighting fentanyl. In May, the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, completed what they described as the largest fentanyl bust in its history, seizing millions of fentanyl-laced pills. At the time, Attorney General Pam Bondi said the historic drug seizure represented a significant blow against the Sinaloa cartel that removes poison from our streets and protects American citizens from the scourge of fentanyl. Related, the border wall saves lives. Tom Homan makes it clear how Trump is helping everyone.